you and Dave pushed me into that same school of thought where I could do way more with a $150 resonant wire than I can with a $600 vertical. I was looking at that, I think it's 0.5 antennas or whatever. They've got a 43-foot vertical, but the install instructions, you know, they're saying, like, there was, not that one specifically, but there was one at DXC, I can't remember which one it was. It might have been a Hustler 6BTV, maybe. But they were saying the DX install instructions said, like, 40 vertical wires, or, I'm sorry, 40 radio wires at, like, 60 inches or something. Like, an absurd amount of space it's going to need to take up and be buried, and I just, I don't want to do that. But I'll try to find that. I was looking, I was trying to find any supplier that wasn't going to charge me $200-$300 in freight. But I do know that there is a, there's like a 36-foot and a 40-foot. But I think I put the 36-foot in my cart at DXC, and it still said like $200 shipping. And I was like, Jesus, if I'm going to pay that, I'm just going to drive to Ohio and back. But, yeah, I need to find one of those. I think that'll be the ticket. And then I'll just sink a support into the ground and call it a day. And then I have a, you know, a legitimate mast versus the spider beam that super, super, super disappointed with.